Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
It's coming up on 620. Weather is brought to you by Twin City Underwriters. Today, it'll feel very good. Morning sun with afternoon flurries, a high of 35 degrees. Tonight, clearing, windy, and colder, a low of 14. Tomorrow, some sun, a high of 23. Thursday, partly sunny, a high of 19. Friday, some sun, a high of 17. Right now, it is clear and 22 degrees. I'm Vanita Sakar here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 6:20. Time now to check in with Blois Olson. We get to him via the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Realty Hotline. Good morning, Blois. How are you?
I'm well, Vanita. How are you?
Good. Really good. So we've got a strike in Minneapolis. Public school teachers and educational assistants going on strike. St. Paul was settled. One of the questions we put out there to listeners is, do we need to refigure, does more money need to go to education? Do we need to refigure how we fund schools? What are your thoughts, and are lawmakers at all looking at some of these aspects?
Well, I think, historically, our legacy is we're a public education state. It's granted to every child in the Constitution of the state. But I think it's gotten much more complicated, and I think that money is one aspect. But if you talk to Democrats, they'll say teachers need fewer mandates and burdens and tests to give to kids. And if you talk to Republicans, they'll say families need more flexibility and freedom in what schools they choose for their kids. I mean, you and I have kids relatively the same age who have gone through, the schools the last few years. Mine have been mostly public with the exception of a few years of private. And overall, my satisfaction level is probably B. But it's not just about funding. I think that it's gotten more complicated. And I write this morning that social media, avatars last night for Minneapolis teachers switched them to "we're striking for the students." And I just think that they're missing the mark. I think that the timing of this being in the school year after a pandemic in a city that is very much struggling just doesn't feel quite right to people who kind of watch. It's a district that has gets more money per pupil than any other district in the state. I think teachers are saying they know more and more what students need, which on curriculum and education and social work, I totally agree. But you look at discipline and some of the other issues, then I think parents have an issue. I'm not as polarized as some, but I think that you look at these two districts with declining enrollment, there's more to it than money. There's got to be some other reforms, some flexibility. There's a reason why parents are choosing to take their kids out of Minneapolis and public schools. And it's not because they're not spending enough money in the district.
With a $9.3 billion surplus, though, there's a call by some people to say, can we funnel some of that to the schools?
I think that that's a legitimate argument. And I think that, schools have some shortfalls. There's a report out yesterday, how many districts, it's not just Minneapolis and St. Paul, that have budget shortfalls. But I think, you if you start, if it's one-time money, that's probably palatable. If it is adding on to the formula and figuring out raises, you've got to figure out how to do that. One Minneapolis parent said to me recently, my streets don't get plowed, my neighborhood doesn't feel safe, and my schools don't feel very good. What am I paying for my property taxes? And that was from a liberal. That is a sentiment in Minneapolis. And I think teachers underestimate that sentiment from public school supporters.
Do you expect this to last quite a while, you think, this type of strike here?
I think, you know, I try to just look at the politics of it. I think the administration has done a very bad job of communicating why it's stuck. I think teachers have dominated the communication. And I think that the longer it goes on, the worse it is for teachers and education in the election. Because think about delayed graduation. That's a potential. I mean, you might tick off every last public school supporter if you let it last too long.
It's 6:25. We're talking to Blois Olson with the Morning Take. Sports gambling. That came up again yesterday, some news conferences, some talk about it. Is this going to happen, you think, this session?
I think the odds are good just to have a little fun with it. I think, you know, I'll take the over that it happens, but it might take a little longer in the session, maybe at the end of the day. Chair Stevenson in the House Commerce Committee deserves a lot of credit for really doing a lot of work. And he stood with Pat Garofalo yesterday. So a bipartisan solution here. They got a little pushback from the Senate. I think there's some little nitpicky things between, like, are the horse tracks going to have any gaming there? What does this mean to e-poll tabs? I think there's going to be, like, kind of little speed bumps, but they're small speed bumps. The key is our native tribes are on board with watching in advance. And if they continue to support whatever the compromise is, then I think it's a good chance that it gets done this year.
What else can we look for today? I know there'll be a news conference with Matt Burke being announced as lieutenant governor candidate along with Scott Jensen.
Yeah, that is one thing. You know, that's been a story for a few days. I think it'd be interesting to see what kind of questions Matt Burke gets asked now that he's in a different role. And then second, the governor is meeting with legislative leaders. They really are trying to hammer out a deal on unemployment insurance, which has a deadline of March 15th before it goes up as a tax on businesses. And House Democrats are dug in that they want a lot more for other people, individuals, including frontline workers, before they agree to any unemployment insurance repayment of the trust fund.
Okay, I know that's been a topic for quite a while, so we'll see how that goes. Thank you, Blois. Appreciate
it.
Have a good
one,
day.
Vanita.
Pardon?
All right, you too.
You too. Take care. Now, here's a look at business news with Bloomberg, sponsored by AmericanEagle.com.
Good morning. More and more companies are taking steps to halt business in Russia. IBM suspended all business there. Adidas is stopping sales in Russia until further notice. Procter & Gamble suspended new investments and ads. And Apple halted advertising on its App Store. Meanwhile, Discover has decided not to go through with establishing a financial presence in Russia. Stocks posted sharp declines to start the week as oil prices continued to rise. The Dow was down almost 800 points. The S&P slid 128. The Nasdaq fell 482. And the Bloomberg WCCO Twin Cities Index was down more than 2%. Farming and fertilizer stocks are surging, pushed higher by soaring crop prices as Russia's invasion of Ukraine threatens supplies. CF Industries rose almost 5% to an all-time high. Mosaic surged by just over 2% to hit a price last seen in 2013. For News Talk 830 WCCO, I'm Bloomberg's Gina Cervetti.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.